Coming up next, I'll share the top five reasons workers are quitting now. And then why the Fed wants to force companies to a hiring freeze? Oh, yeah. And four signs that your spouse is a freak, Johnny Depp style. Let's go. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you win at work and in life. I want you to make more money and make more impact. And that means you need a competitive edge because you're in a competition against you of yesterday and then maybe people in your company and then outside. And I'm going to coach you up. That's what this entire show is about, your competitive edge to make more money and more impact. Let's go. Top five reasons workers want to quit now. Where do we get this information? Flex Jobs surveyed U.S. employees in February and March. And the survey found that 30% of those employees are currently thinking about quitting. Duh. Everybody seems to be quitting. Everybody's not quitting, but I can tell you this. Everybody's thinking about quitting. It's just the nature of the game. 4.5 million people quit their jobs in March. April numbers, very close. We'll see what the May numbers are. Folks, this game of musical chairs doesn't appear to be slowing down. One of the main drivers of our inflation right now is the cost of salaries and hourly workers. So it's like, woohoo, hey, the man's been keeping me down. I'm going to go get a bigger paycheck, baby. It's my time. And you're right. It is a job seeker's market. No question about it. And I'm all for everybody making more money. It's one of the central themes of our show is to help you make more money, but also experience more meaning. And I can tell you this, if you're making more money in a crappy environment, you're going to wish that you were back in the old place. The paycheck wears off. But make no mistake, when Wendy's has to pay somebody $2 or $3 more an hour, the cost of your hamburger goes up. So, you know, hey, we should be paid more. Great. Guess what? Things are going to cost more. So, we'll get to that in just a second. Five reasons that these respondents gave for saying, take this job and shove it. A great old country song by Johnny Paycheck. Take this job and shove it. If you haven't heard that song before, go give it a listen. It's fantastic. It would be the theme song of the show, but I need to get in touch with Johnny Paycheck's estate and see if we get permission to use it. We have more important things to do. Number one reason that respondents gave for leaving their job, toxic company culture. 62% of respondents said they are leaving or will leave or have left because of a toxic culture. That's a leadership issue. More on that in a moment. Number two, 59% said they left because of low salary. Now, I'm going to take the liberty, since my name's on the show, to kind of correct what they're saying there. When they say low salary, I don't think that they necessarily are saying that they have a low salary or that they even did have a low salary. What they're saying is, my salary ain't enough. It's lower than it should be. So thus, people are taking the carrots that companies are providing, getting a bigger paycheck. By the way, one of the downsides of all of this are the people who've been left behind. New workers are coming in, less experience, making as much as 15 to 20% more. Yikes. You want to talk about killing your culture? Well, I can't help it. As a leader, I got to hire people. I agree. But you're hiring somebody new to come in and do the same job, and they're making 15 to 20% more than the people that are left behind. They're gone. They're going to leave you too. It's only a matter of time. Number three reason that people left, poor management. Duh. 56% left because of poor management. That is a leadership issue as well. Number four, 49% said they left because of a lack of healthy work-life balance. Number five, 43% said they left because of no remote work. So it's very interesting because of all the headlines and all of the emotion that is around people saying, I don't want to go back to the office again. I like working at home, and I got no problem with people that want to work from home. I got no problem with it. There's some clown out on the internet on YouTube that take shots at me because I talk about how remote work doesn't lend itself to great culture, and that's true. If he's watching right now, I'll come on your show and debate you. I forget what the guy's name is, but point is that don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not anti-remote work. What I'm saying is that if you limit your options to professional growth just to remote work, I don't think that's a good strategy.
Oh, Ken, you're such an idiot.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to these results. Number one, 62% said toxic company culture. That is poor leadership that is allowing for the culture or contributing to the culture being crappy. So as a leader, you might go, well, I'm not doing anything that's specifically creating bad culture. Well, if you're allowing certain people and certain behaviors, which by the way, the definition of culture is shared behaviors. So if you're allowing it, you are contributing to it. Poor management, poor leadership. I just came back last week. I was in Orlando speaking to our Entree Leadership Summit, and I talked about the three human needs that every human being has at work. Number one, they want purpose and meaning in their work. Number two, they want to be recognized for their unique contribution. By the way, that's publicly and privately. And three, they want a relationship with their leader. Leaders, as you hear those three human needs laid out, if you aren't actively meeting those human needs, you aren't leading well. Period. Because let me tell you something. They will leave you if they don't feel like they have an opportunity for a better life, not just a better paycheck. Lack of healthy work-life balance. Some of that's on leaders. Some of it is the environment that we are in where people are leaving, and they're the leaders themselves and those that are left behind are simply catching plates as they fall from the cupboard. I'm not making an excuse for it. I'm just saying we are in extraordinary times right now. So back to my further point, my point about leaders caring for their team. You got to care for them. Find ways to care for them extraordinarily, and they will stay with you longer. Leaders, if you take care of the people you have, they'll help you get the people you need. You're worried about engagement and retention. You're trying to come up with all these crazy strategies. How about just focusing on the people you have? Love on them. They won't leave you as quickly. So the solution to all of this, these reasons, are to find the right work in the right place. We have the Get Clear Career Assessment you can take at kencoleman.com. Find the right work means the right seat and then the right places, the right bus. This will give you longevity and enjoyment in your work. Why? Because I think all of this seat hopping, musical chairs is going to eventually be a negative. Right now, people are going, woohoo, I got a bigger check. But if we are constantly moving out, we hurt our chances of moving up. I want you to get on the right bus, the right ship. Use the analogy you want and move up, not constantly looking to move out. That's why we do what we do here. You can do this. I'll coach you up. We have resources, free and paid, kencoleman.com. Don't move. Why the feds want a hiring freeze next. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Got a live chat room viewer here on YouTube. Said, Flashover 109, I just left my position and used Ken's Get Clear Assessment to help. My manager was toxic. Very good for you, Flashover 109. That is awesome stuff. It is the Get Clear Assessment. Really give you clarity on what purpose in your work looks like so you can actually look at job descriptions and match it up with your purpose statement, kencoleman.com, to get it. Hey, my friends at ZipRecruiter are helping more and more people, getting more emails from you folks who are taking my advice to not let the job search, if you know it's time to move on, not let the job search be awful and boring and lonely and people, they, you know, in today's world, everything's online. So you submit a bunch of resumes and you feel good about yourself and you sit back and wait, and then all you hear is, you know what I'm saying? The crickets. So ZipRecruiter helps you with that. ZipRecruiter is a free resource, and their artificial intelligence does all of the work for you. Yes, Samantha, the publicist, that is my sound effect. She is aghast in the control room that I have now my own sound button. So it's quite exciting. Thank you, Alex and Joe. Made my day. More sound effects coming if you people love them. But ZipRecruiter is going to make everything so much easier because they're out there pitching and recruiting for you. And when they send you a job opportunity, one click of the button means your resume goes. And because it's coming from Zip, who companies are paying for access to get you talent in their door for an interview, you're going to jump up to the top of the pack. ZipRecruiter.com. It's free. ZipRecruiter.com. Tell them I sent you. All right. Couple of stories to get to. My outrage meter is pretty high. Just a warning. Let's go. It's time for In the News. All right. If you're new to the show, this is not a political statement. This is not party affiliated. This is just philosophy related. I don't like big government. So don't let any of this shock you. If you're new to the show, I don't care who's in charge. I really don't. Dems, Republicans, I don't care. I don't like big government because I actually think you, the people, me and we, the people, are doing a better job and can do a much better job running our lives than they do. So anyway, little statement here before I get a little fired up. Here's a headline. The Fed wants corporate America to have a hiring freeze. What? So Data Trek co-founder Nicholas Colas is mentioned in this article. I believe this is Business Insider is the source of this. Yahoo, I apologize. This is from Yahoo. And this is his quote. Chairman Powell keeps mentioning the relationship between the high level of job openings and the wage price inflation. Now, I talked about this in the first segment of the show. There's no question that with all of the job openings and unemployment very low, wages go up, and then again, that causes inflation in other areas. So the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, he knows this. And so he's talking to corporate America. He's mentioned this all the time. His goal is to have companies institute a hiring freeze and end the cycle of paying up for new hires. Let's just look at the latest data on consumer prices, the consumer price index. Inflation rose more slowly. This is where we're at now when we're saying things like this. Hey, guys, it rose slightly slower than March. In April, it was 8.3%. In March, it was 8.5%. So inflation growth rate is slowing, but inflation ain't slowing. IMG's James Knightley said declines in the annual rate of inflation are unlikely to materialize until there are significant, listen to this, folks, significant improvements in geopolitical tensions that would lower energy prices. Supply chain strains are fixed and labor market shortages are addressed. Unfortunately, there's little sign that any of this is happening soon. So let's just break this down, okay? For those of you who don't pay attention to news every day, I'm the man of the people, I pay attention. Let me tell you what this means. We have geopolitical tensions with Ukraine, Russia, the Middle East, and what they're saying is these are the experts that are non-political, and they're going, we don't see any administration policies that are going to help us with energy costs anytime soon. Oh, by the way, the supply chain strain isn't getting any better anytime soon either. So now Jerome Powell thinks he's going to step in and convince and even threaten corporate America and small businesses from hiring people as if that's going to fix it. Do you people hear this? The Fed's goal is to convince corporate America to enact a short-term hiring freeze. And it's going to keep raising interest rates and talking about more aggressive monetary policy until that happens. Lower stock prices are his way of convincing C-suites and boards to do that. This is, again, from Colas, who I quoted early in the article. So, folks, that's not even a veiled threat. That's just a straight-up threat. Are you kidding me? The answer to the inflation problem is not a hiring freeze. But this is where we stand in America. It's unbelievable. I'm not going to go off any further, but I cannot believe that that is an openly discussed comment from the Federal Reserve Chairman. Like the government has any business telling private business what to do, first of all, and secondly, like they have any credibility to make something of a suggestion that would make sense. It's ridiculous. All right. Now, was it a couple weeks ago? Next story. A couple weeks ago, I talked about J.P. Morgan. And now it's J.P. Morgan Chase. And I talked about, was it a couple weeks ago, Alex? I talked about how they were checking their employees' key fobs because their CEO, Jamie Dimon, had said, we have to have a hybrid work model. You got to be in the office 3 days a week, and 2 days you can be at home. Now, listen, I have no problem with any company instituting work policies and rules. I have no problem with it. But how they monitor it and how they do it can be so just screwed up that it actually does the reverse of what they're trying to do. And J.P. Morgan Chase has figured out a way to absolutely blow up their leadership influence. This is unbelievable. So I talked about the key fobs, but now it's come out that they have this system called Workforce Activity Data Utility. And all that is basically an app or a operating system that pulls in data points about their hundreds of thousands of employees, how long they spend on Zoom calls, how long they spend writing emails, how long they're on the phone. The data collection system has come to inspire rumors and fear throughout America's biggest bank. Yeah, shocking. Now, attorneys and experts are quick to point out that they are legally within their rights to gather information regarding employees' activities on the job. And they are. But I wrote this down, Alex. It's lawful, but it's also awful. There it is, folks. That's why I show up every day, to give you little nuggets like that. It's lawful, but it's awful. Why is it awful? Direct quote from one of their employees. It has fostered paranoia. You bet it has. It has fostered distrust. And to be honest with you, it's fostered a lot of disrespect. Of course it has. Of course it has. You treat adults like toddlers, you're going to increase paranoia. You treat adults like toddlers, oh, it's going to create distrust. They distrust you because you don't trust them. There's the irony of ironies. And if you treat adults like toddlers, guess what? They're going to buck up against your horrible leadership. So in your attempt to increase engagement and productivity, you are actually torpedoing it. I've mentioned the term nannyship. I created it. I like to create words from time to time. Again, it's my name's on the show, so I like to take license. See, nannyship is about monitoring. Leadership's about connecting. Let me unpack that. Hey, I wish I could sit with the leaders of J.P. Morgan and say, hey, you can figure out how productive your people are by actually connecting with them, by sitting with them knee to knee and eyeball to eyeball and diving in to say, hey, how are you doing in your personal life? Hey, how can I help you win in your job? Nannyship is about monitoring people, and it's never going to work. It's going to drive people away. But see, leadership is about connecting to people, and they're going to draw into you and stay with you. I don't know why this is so hard. Stop treating people like toddlers, you dolts. All right, folks, coming up, I told you at the start of the program that I was going to address a very sticky issue. And here it is. Four signs that your spouse is a freak. All right? And I'm going to unpack this. You're going, why are you doing this, Ken? I'm going to tell you why. Johnny Depp has lost millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars because of his spouse. And it's in the news, and it's in the jury right now. And I am a man of the people, and I thought, you know what? A lot of you people are in horrible, horrible relationship situations, or you're dating someone that you think is crazy, and I want to rescue you. Because if you got a crazy freak of a spouse, it's going to ruin your professional life. So I'm going to warn some of you and help others. That's coming up in just a minute, but real quick, Becca from Salt Lake City, Utah, is on the line. Becca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. So grateful to talk to you today.
Good to talk to you. How can I help?
So I have a question about what kind of job I'm qualified for and also what kind of work I would enjoy. I am recently pregnant. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I was going to school and I had to drop out because I was sick. And now that I'm feeling better, I want more structure and momentum in my life. Mm-hmm. Financially, we're doing okay, but I would like to work because I get really excited about the baby steps and I want to help out.
Good.
And, yeah.
So here's the deal. I know that when someone like you calls me, that you have a couple of ideas, maybe one idea that's kind of sticking out a little bit more than others. And I want you to just share it with me, no matter how confident you are in describing it, or maybe you don't know if you can get there or not. I still want you to tell me what's at the top of your mind.
Well, I'm scared to tell you because I know how Dave feels about artists, but I...
Oh, no, wait a second. Wait. Time out. Last I checked, this was the Ken Coleman Show.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So on this show... nobody needs to worry about telling me their ideas. So go ahead.
Okay. So I am an art major. I do oil portraits. And last year I only made like $5,000 from it.
How many paintings did that equal?
I got probably, I think I had 20 clients. And then 10 of those were very small commissions.
Okay, that's fine. So you are an artist, and I imagine that you have artistic talent beyond just oil painting. True?
True.
That's where I'd be going. So can you make the kind of money you want to make as an oil painter right now? Probably not. It's going to take you time. But I would tell you to never let that go. I would continue to do it on the side. Let's see if we can make $10,000 this year. What would need to be true for you to take those 20 clients and turn them into 40, or take the 20 clients and get more money oil paint? So I would continue to keep that alive. However, for a more consistent day job, 40-hour week job to make more money to help your husband pay off your debt in the baby steps, what artistic talents with a minimal amount of qualifications could you get those qualifications and do that? Maybe it's graphic design. Maybe it's interior decorating. Maybe it's whatever. But you are not, your artistic talent is not limited to just oil painting. So I would be finding, where do I take my artistic talent, my eye, and my creativity, and turn that into a job where I'm 40 hours a week or 30 hours a week making 15, 20 bucks an hour? That's where I would be exploring that while continuing to paint on the side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Those jobs scare me because there's a high, I guess there's just a lot of people who want graphic design and art teaching jobs, and I don't have a degree. So
you don't
need it?
No, wait. You're looking for jobs that don't require a degree.
Right.
You're scared of a monster that's actually not under the bed.
Okay.
You're just afraid of the unknown. Welcome to the human race.
Definitely.
Seriously, I'm terrified of the unknown. That's why I'm so daggum inquisitive. Freaks me out, man, when I don't know stuff. You know what the answer to the fear of the unknown is go get knowledge. One of those artistic type jobs, creative type jobs, where you can go make some good money right now and it don't require a college degree or, quite frankly, much qualification at all. Don't tell me those don't exist, Becca. You know they do, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
All right, Becca.
For sure.
I give you permission to just go do it. Go!
Okay.
Right now. I'm hanging up on you. You got jobs to find. Go. All right, I got to pivot to this because we have so many people that come from all different walks of life. So this content, inspired by Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, is actually going to help a lot of you. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody and you think they might be a little bit crazy, they might be a freak, I am here to tell you to pump the brakes. Pump the brakes! Because if your spouse is a freak, they're going to ruin not just your personal life, but your professional life. And here we go. four signs that your spouse is a freak. Number one, or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Number one, they're controlling. They're always controlling you. You feel like everything's got to go through them, constantly controlling what you say, your schedule. Everything is control, 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 control. Folks, you ever heard the phrase control freak? Come on. Careful. Careful in those dating relationships. If you see control freak breaking out, whoa, I'm slowing down. What's underneath that? What causes them to be so controlling? It's only going to get worse once you put a ring on. Number two, verbally abusing you. Verbally abusing you. I got to tell you something. I've seen some of the clips of this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. And Johnny Depp's one of the biggest stars in the world. And I'd never even heard of Amber Heard before. But in their dating relationship, she was doing this stuff, this verbal abuse, whether you believe it or not. I've heard it. I don't know what he did to her. I'm not taking his side. Everybody relax. What I'm saying is, if you've heard these clips, she verbally abused this dude. All right? Guys do it to women. Women do it to guys. This is not for one sex or the other to control all this nuttiness. If you feel verbally abused, like you are being attacked verbally, pump the brakes. Again, what's behind this? Number three, sign that your spouse or our significant other is a freak. Paranoid and jealous. Paranoid, always feeling like they're the victim. Either you're causing it, someone else is causing it. They're crazy jealous of you. Whoa, I mean, watch out. Pump the brakes. What's going on underneath this? There is severe pain and trauma underneath all of this junk that is coming out in this relationship. And if they don't get healthy, there is no escaping the destruction in your relationship, and this stuff will spill over into your professional life. Number four sign that your spouse or significant other is a freak. They threaten you. They threaten you. Now, we talked about the verbal abuse, but I'm talking they threaten you physically. They threaten you. They threaten you financially. They threaten you physically. Everything's a threat. They're constantly dropping threats out there. And you feel as though you are trapped. One wrong move, boom, they're coming after you. Coming after your juggler. I mean, just boom, coming after you. Now, let me tell you something. I am in no way trying to have fun with this. I'm just telling you, I watched that Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. And I watched it later because I'm at work. And they tell you, listen, I've seen so many professional careers derailed because you let crazy into your relationship. And you can love them dearly, but if they're crazy, you don't need to marry them. Help them. Get them help. Get them professional counseling. Be brave enough. Be honest enough to go, hey, I love you, but this ain't normal. And we can't do life together. This idea that I'm going to put a ring on it and commit to you over marriage vows, and it's suddenly going to get better, is a fairy tale that will turn into a nightmare. Now, again, I'm not saying who's right or wrong in this trial. The jury will decide. But if you look at how much money Johnny Depp has already lost, and by the way, he's a disaster with his money. Let's call that out. But reputation, people don't want to be around you. You can't work to your best when your personal life's a dumpster fire. Please be careful with who you marry. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. As you know, at Ramsey, we're always looking to protect our listeners from scummy companies, slick marketing, and money myths. I'm George Camel, host of The Fine Print, where I do the research for you to help you rise above the system that's designed to keep you broke and in debt so that you can become confident in your money choices. Check out The Fine Print wherever you listen to podcasts.